Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Acupuncture's My Life. Now, many of you really took to sending messages to us here at Acupuncture's My Life over the Acupuncture's My Life Message Center on the app. And if you don't already own the app, download it. It's free at your app store. There's many ways you can communicate. It's another way you can communicate with us. And there's so much you can learn from just owning the app, all right? And you can access all of our social media platforms and much more. But anyway, it was great knowing that many of you globally are excited over what you're learning from these past two episodes. So I'm just going to do one more. Just one more and that's it. After that, you have to go see an acupuncturist to get deeper into certain types of foods that fit your constitution that can help you with sleep disorders. And of course, along with acupuncture. And this is why I say over and over, you know, along with seeing a physician on an annual basis for your annual checkups, make regular wellness visits with an acupuncturist. It's in your best interest. You know, because health is wealth, all right? Now, to continue on in this final part of this series with me discussing foods that can help you get a better night's sleep, basically. Another's going to be a surprise that's become like such, what do you want to call this food? A former hero that's died out, where it should never have. And that's lettuce. Yeah. So many of you, 50 years ago, 100 years ago, lettuce was an important part of everyone's diet. Not just it being included in their salads and their sandwiches, but everyone's diet. And lettuce is like, It contains phytonutrients, and one in particular phytonutrient called lacticarium is very important because it helps promote sleep and relaxation. So if you don't want to eat heavy meals before bedtime, which you really shouldn't, dinner can consist of a chicken Caesar salad, good amount of lettuce in it, and boom, nice. You know, you may get a good night's sleep as a result. You know, because lettuce is like a super important but forgotten vegetable. You know, and see, acupuncturists know lettuce benefits the large intestines as well as the stomach. One, because it cools internal heat. You ever get night sweats or just spontaneously sweat during the day? In some cases, depending on your constitution, lettuce is great for that. And for women that have just had children or a child, it can stimulate the flow of milk for nursing mothers. So isn't that awesome? I mean, really think about it. Isn't that awesome? Just think about how many ways in which you can benefit from the different types of foods out there pertaining to many, many, many different types of disorders and ailments that serve as a surprise to so many individuals. Now, another can be goji berry juice. Now, there's going to be a shock to many because a lot of you don't drink that. In some countries, it's a popular juice, and some it's just rarely discussed. But goji berries tend to supply or provide a person with a significant amount of antioxidants as well as a bit of melatonin, which means this juice will improve your sleep quality and make it easier for you to wake up the following morning. and you see an acupuncturist understands, goji berries are great for the lower jaw. Now, what are the two main organs of the lower jaw? Let's see if you remember. Bam. Two or three of you got it. The rest didn't. And that's the kidneys and liver. Goji berries are very important for the lower jaw. It nourishes blood and improves a person's eyesight, enhances immunity, and it also treats dry cough. So if you have this persistent dry cough, sit with your acupuncturist, because after thorough assessment, they may recommend goji berries. Think about it. Because I encounter in some of my patients, I've even recommended goji berries for their persistent dry cough, along with acupuncture. And after like two treatment sessions, boom. But it all depends on the person. And you know what else is good? Turkey. Turkey is great. I mean, it contains a powerful amino acid called tryptophan. And tryptophan has been shown to increase the production of melatonin within the body. And so it's great if you have, like, you suffer from sleep disorders. Eating turkey may be good for you. But again, see an acupuncturist. Sit with an acupuncturist. They'll let you know what's best and what isn't. You know, and I know many individuals love eating turkey, let's say on holidays. And that's great. But I mean, you can also eat it every now and then, you know, non-holiday time. Turkey's good for you. And I'm not talking about the slice sandwich meat turkeys. Nope. Bake your own turkey. Organic, well-fed turkey. Alright. Another that's good for you is walnuts. Now, I've touted walnuts in many, many different Acupuncture's My Life episodes. Walnuts are just like, forget about it. Loaded with vitamins and healthy omega-3 fats. Somewhat similar to almonds. And, you know, they've been known to improve individual sleeps. There's been some patients in which I've noticed that are deficient in certain vitamins or omega-3 fats. And I've recommended walnuts along with treatment for their sleep disorder, and bam, changed their lives for the better. Because walnuts are a natural source of melatonin. Okay? And you see, acupuncturists know walnuts work great on the kidneys as well as the lungs. It tends to strengthen the kidneys and the lungs. And it can also lubricate the large intestine. It plays a part in reducing inflammation, as well as it can alleviate asthma and pain. So there's several reasons why during an Eastern Nutrition consultation session, an acupuncturist may recommend walnuts. Depends on which pattern, deficiency or excess pattern in which you suffer from. All right. Because everyone's constitution is different. It's never a one size fits all when it comes to acupuncture. And we respect the human organism as such. But you know what else is great? Oatmeal. Another natural source of melatonin. It's been proven to induce drowsiness when eaten before bed. That's what's key. And guess what? That's because it creates a small increase in blood sugar. So you have to be careful, and this is why I said, if you suffer from some type of sleep disorder, sit with an acupuncturist first. All right? But because an acupuncturist understands that oats are great for the stomach, the spleen, the kidneys, the heart, the lungs, the large intestine, Why? Because it builds stamina as well as warmth. And it serves as a chi and blood tonic, and it stabilizes blood sugar. Okay, and it soothes both the digestive as well as the nervous systems. You have to keep in mind health as well. All right? Health as well. The wealth, it's not in your pocket or your purse or your wallet. No, it's not. Guess where else it's not? It's not in a bank, nor is it in a safe in your home or your office. Okay? It's not in an app on your phone. The wealth is not in the cryptocurrency account. You also want to guess another place the wealth isn't. It's not under your mattress. Now, it's not under your mattress. It's not in a shoebox in the closet. And, it's not under the doghouse in the backyard either. Guess where the wealth is? I'll give you like 3 seconds. Correct. The wealth is in you. And some of you don't understand this. But that's where the wealth is. It's in you. And it's very important that you do understand that. Now, there's another type of food that I'm sure many of you are going to make a face or say, no, I'm not touching that. And I understand. I totally understand. And that food is hummus. And I'm sure some of you have heard of hummus. You know, and chickpeas are the main ingredient in hummus, because which makes it rich in tryptophan, folate, vitamin B6. And you see, vitamin B6 has been known to help regulate sleep patterns and keep a person's internal clock in check. Why? Because it produces both melatonin and serotonin. And you see, chickpeas is the main ingredient in hummus, and acupuncturists are aware of that. And we understand that chickpeas benefit the pancreas, stomach, and heart. It induces urination, it reduces blood cholesterol, as well as it lowers blood pressure. See, these are all the things that you would learn just as a result of sitting with an acupuncturist. Think about that. And I'll even throw a little snack in there to continue in my attempt to get you guys off of eating chips and nachos and all this other crap. Popcorn. Organic popcorn. None of that theater butter or anything on it. Nope. You could sprinkle it with a little bit of pink Himalayan sea salt. Pink Himalayan salt. And it'll taste great. It's an awesome snack right after dinner. Because many individuals are unaware that popcorn is actually a whole grain that's loaded with fiber and carbs. Now, carbohydrates, little secret, carbohydrates is what makes tryptophan. Alright? I gave you a small gift. Alright? I gave you guys a small treat to run with. Now, in the meantime, I'm not doing any more episodes, so do not message us over the Acupuncture's My Life app requesting we do one more. Please, one more. Please, one more. No. You want to learn more, you're going to have to see an acupuncturist, okay? And you're going to have to make acupuncture a part of your life. Why? Because acupuncture is my life. What's yours?